Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Whenever I was about 14 years old, I went camping with my friends one night. And on a dare, we ended up going out and stealing some bicycles.
Living on the edge.
In my small town, it was a crime wave, and it took the police department almost a year to catch all of us, but eventually they ran down the Rockledge bike gang.
Wow.
Wow. You wasted a lot of people's taxpayers' dollars.
Well, worse than that, I stole a bike from some poor kid.
Oh, man.
And I feel bad about it. I actually went to one of those Scared Straight programs where they took you in and these prisoners would come and yell and scream at you and tell you how they were waiting for you in jail. And after that, I never stole another thing in my life.
And Tom's still scared of that guy.
I am. Yeah. I'm even more scared now because I finally broke the seal and I stole something. I shoplifted something on Friday.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to go ahead and tell you what happened.
Okay. A turkey.
Well, you're not in jail, so apparently you got away with it.
I hope.
So far.
Yeah. And just in case there's any police officers listening, this is a made-up story. I didn't really do this. It's just for entertainment.
He's lying. Give him the lie detector.
What happened?
All right. My wife is the troop leader for my daughter's Girl Scout troop. She is one of the leaders. And so they were going this weekend on some camping trip. And they got cabins and all, so it wasn't quite as bad as you would think with the weather. And so she texted me on the way home and said, I need some coffee stirrers for one of the projects we're going to be doing on this camping trip. I need 30 to 50 coffee stirrers. And can you stop and get me some? Well, I was already almost home, and I was past most of the grocery stores, but there was a little small Whole Foods, like one of those healthy grocery stores near me.
Mm-hmm. I know which one you're talking about.
Don't say, because I don't want
to. Why?
Because I don't want him to come after me.
All right.
But yeah. So I turned right before the graveyard there. And I pulled in to this little grocery store.
Right, yeah.
And so I went in and I'm looking for the coffee stirrers. And I was a little worried they might not have them because they're more about like healthy food than they are groceries.
Yeah.
So I was about to leave and this girl comes up and she's like, can I help you? I said, well, yeah, I'm looking for coffee stirrers. And she says, oh, they're right down here in the coffee aisle. I'm like, well, I thought I looked. So she takes me to the coffee aisle and she leaves before we actually find the stirrers. And I start searching the aisle and I don't see any coffee stirrers except they have free samples of the coffee. And there is a pile of coffee stirrers that you can use to stir that coffee that you make. I assume one at a time that they have in mind for you to use them.
Well, I don't think anyone had in mind that someone would come by and take 100.
30 to 50, thank
okay,
you. So I felt bad. I'm like, I don't want to do that. This is wrong. That guy's still waiting for me. So I went and found the section where there's straws and stuff. Uh-huh. Still didn't have any coffee stirrers, and they needed coffee stirrers, not straws.
You'd think the Girl Scouts just use their fingers to stir their coffee.
That was not what this was.
I can't believe they're drinking coffee at such
a
young age.
They were using these to make something.
Oh, okay.
So I finally went back. I'm like, well, I don't want to drive over to Walmart or something like that on a Friday afternoon. I'm already here, and there's plenty of coffee stirrers sitting here in this pile. I mean, probably hundreds of them. So I did a quick rough count of what looked like 50, and it wasn't that many, like a handful. So I looked on both sides. Grabbed a handful of coffee stirrers, stuck them in my back pocket, and headed for the door.
I could not have done that.
No.
The whole time I'm thinking, how am I going to explain this on the news when they arrest me? I'm going to be like, I took 30 coffee stirrers. I'm so sorry.
You felt bad, so.
So I thought, you know what? If I had had 30 coffee samples, this would have been okay. So it's not really stealing.
I think you should have sat there and taken 30 samples of coffee.
That way it would have been legit.
It would have been legit.
And I would have been bouncing off the wall.
Right, we would have been hospitalized with high blood pressure.
Now, time out. So you're done with the story?
I'm like, no, I left the store, and as I got in my car, I looked everywhere to look for cameras, see if anyone was running towards the car.
Okay.
And I got home, and I told my wife, I'm like, I stole these. And for Girl Scouts.
Really?
I know. So I said, don't tell the Girl Scouts where I got these, because they'll feel bad if they know they're shoplifted. But yes, that's the end of the story. I got away with it.
That's horrible. I thought you would feel so guilty.
Yeah.
So guilt-ridden that you would go back to the store and say, look, you know what? I took these coffee stirrers, and I at least wanted to give you something. Or buy? Did you buy anything?
I didn't need anything else.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I could go back and buy a pack of straws.
That's wrong.
They're $2 for straws.
And then leave them.
But you know what you think about that.
That's like, good, Cato, and leave them behind so the store sells them twice and makes the money.
There you go.
So for when you do go to, let's say, you know, Spinks, and you do get that soft drink, like how many straws can you take?
Apparently, like, 50.
You only need one.
I know, but what's,
but
the,
what's
limit?
The rule? What's the law?
Because I
this?
Don't know the rule on that one.
Until you get caught. Okay. I used to go to this little restaurant when my camping friends would travel up to the mountains for a weekend trip. We stopped at this little clock type restaurant.
Yeah. And
they had these little cups to put ketchup in.
Yeah.
We'd grab a bunch of them to make Jell-O shooters in for the weekend.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So you're just as bad as me.
I didn't steal from a grocery store.
Okay.
Okay, if we're going around the room.
Hi, Heidi.
Well, we weren't really.
Okay.
But go ahead.
I sometimes will overserve myself those little packets of mayonnaise because Jeff likes a certain kind that I don't buy. And
oh,
so,
wow.
So you steal them?
Yeah.
Miracle Whip.
Ooh, gross.
And there's only one place you can really find that Miracle Whip in those little packages.
Okay.
And most of the time, we will order some food, but take, like, instead of two or three, take, like, eight.
There's only one place I know that actually puts their packs of mayo out for you.
Yeah, that's that place.
Wow.
I can't think of it right now.
Heidi, Hawk, you're the only one who's not cool enough to have shoplifted anything.
Oh, no, you should see the amount of napkins I take.
I don't feel so bad now.
I haven't bought napkins in 12 years.
I might be the best one in the room.
That's funny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.